now entering degenerate danger zone. Events occur in real time.
And we're back. Welcome to Degenerate Danger Zone, Volume 3. As always, I'm your host, Maniac, joined by the degenerate one known as Al and the legendary Topher Sauce. Boys, how are we this evening?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
A lot better than you. You're sitting at 0-3 after a few weeks.
All right.
Couldn't even get a line in.
Let's not go after my fellow 0-3 guy here, all right? It's not how you start, it's how you finish. It's only week 2 in the NFL, week 3 in college football. Mm-hmm. Plenty of time, boys.
Well, you're right, it's very early.
Topher and I are, you know, a couple of goose eggs right now. I'm going to be honest, though, I made a rookie mistake. I forgot that it's sheep season. It's sheep season in September. That's when they lure you in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you really know about football. You really know about football. And then they slaughter you in October, November,
That's
and then
so
bowl
true.
Season. With that said, it's been some crazy action. Topher and I now betting from behind, but you know what? You got to bet with your heart. You can't start going against what you think. Can't, you know, go back on what is truly within you. Okay.
How about Burrs is 2-1?
Burrs is 2-1. You're 2-1. You guys are getting paid from the books. Topher and I are costing people money. We're costing them mortgages. My Monday, oh, scalding on my Twitter account. People just coming in after my Titans pick. Oh.
I'll pick it up by Black Friday when people got to do their Christmas shopping. That's when I'll start funding people in their bank accounts.
Okay.
Well, with that said, you know, we got you into, Degenerate Al and LB Pooh at 2-1. Topher and myself at 0-3. What was some of the crazier action you guys saw this past weekend on the college side of the ball?
So we're starting off in college football. You got to love classic Alabama, cover week one in a big game. Fresno's coming to town. You think, you know, that was around a 40-point spread. They don't cover. But my Bulls, they might be 0-2, but they're making people money. They were double-digit dogs again, lose by 4 at Army.
The ability, it's not the ability to put one up in the W column in the standings. It's the ability to put the one up in the W column at the sports book. And that's the difference between a person who can play on Saturdays and someone who can play on Sundays. He's already showing that he has that ability. Cover that number. Get it done for the books.
Mm-hmm. How about one more thing? One more game that really popped out at me.
A couple more.
A couple more, obviously. But USC plays, you know, not too well against Western Michigan. That was my lock. That was my loss in the year was USC minus 28 against Western. And they just manhandled Stanford. Darnold looks great. Over 300, 4 touchdowns, and a great cover for USC. And this week, they open up as 15.5-point favorites against Texas. So, I lean USC in that one, but I thought that was pretty interesting. They don't cover against the MAC, and then they destroy a Stanford squad.
The classic week 2 big team matchup that is just stunning. Easy answer, but Oklahoma stunning Ohio State. And you know, that's affecting my pick. Little preview, it's affecting my pick for college this week. But that was definitely a good game and a stunner.
That's what we in the biz call a tease right there. Expertly done by the legend Topher himself. Yeah, I mean, honestly, a lot of people surprised. The number was around 7, 7.5. But DA, you know that I was on Oklahoma big time that day. They were overrating that home advantage for OSU. And I think that Baker saw on film what Indiana did against OSU in that week 1 matchup.
And it's got to fuel your fire when people are making fun of your BAC over your GPA. I mean, to be honest, not really. That'd be awesome if your BAC was higher than your GPA, right? That's impressive to do something like that.
It would be quite the accomplishment.
He put the fork in him, puts the flag in the middle of the field. That was awesome. And the fake apology on Monday, that was great.
It was really something. Yeah, of course, spiking the flag. With that said,
picks?
It's time for the picks. Let's put one in the right column. DA, we're starting with you. Shoot to get hot. Shoot to stay hot. What are we targeting this weekend?
I'm going with the Battle of Ohio. Big matchup. You got Miami of Ohio playing Cincinnati. This game's going to be played in Oxford. I'm taking Miami, Maction, at home, 5.5-point favorites against Cincinnati. People are going to, like, the squares this week are going to look at that spread and say,
Conservative Joe is walking up at the Venetian. He's seeing Cincy
just give it to me. Yep,
Let me get that money.
Or let me tease Cincy to plus 11. I like Miami at home by 2 touchdowns. Cincy last year beat Miami in Cincy by 7, I believe. So once again, Conservative Joe looking at last year. Cincy wins by a touchdown. Why is Miami a MAC team favored by 5.5 at home? I love the Redhawks. Lay the points. Let's go.
Do we want to start from the top, go to Burrs, and then we'll go to the Ophirs?
Yeah, well, then we'll go to the winners.
All right, here we go, Burrs.
Queuing up my man, LB Poo. What are we launching over there?
All right, I've been Joseph. Back and forth many, many, many times. I don't know exactly where I'm going to go with this, but I'm just going to fire away, not thinking much about it. The more you think, the more trouble you get in. So I'm going to go Michigan, lay the points against the troops, against Air Force at home.
Ooh.
They see Ohio State with a big loss. They're want to jump all over that and just bury the hatchet. Just go nuts. Score points, move up the rankings. So I'm laying the points 23.5 against Air Force at home in the Big House.
Okay.
I'm liking that pick. I'm liking the general overall vibe of it. I'm going to just veer in a slight other direction. I'm thinking the Air Force doesn't hit double digits this week. Does Michigan get to 30, 35 with Spite? I don't know. Sometimes he doesn't.
I think they score 35 in the second half alone.
Ooh, okay. Well, that's going to be trouble for me. What's that total at?
48.5.
It seems just too low. Under. We're pounding the under. It's going under. Michigan 34, Air Force 9.
Pound Michigan second half,
Michigan
too.
Covers.
Pound
second half. Michigan covers, under covers.
Okay.
We all get paid. Topher, polish us off this perfect 4-0 slate.
All right, I'm going Tulane. They're 35.5-point underdogs at Oklahoma. Now, Oklahoma, obviously, like I said, off the big win. I loved stabbing the flag into the middle of the O. You're telling me the ghost of Aaron Kraft hasn't been haunting the Sooners all week? I don't see him covering this 35.5-point spread. I'm going with Tulane. I don't care how bad they are.
Okay.
Little bit of a hangover game.
Yep.
They'll win, but a little bit of a hangover game.
Just fading the next week. I like that.
Fading the next week. You gotta have a mindset and stick to it. And with that said, we're going to the big boy Sunday action. We're gonna start in the basement on this one.
Let's go right. Let's go right to the picks.
The Patriots, they're going to bounce back big time. They're going to roll over New Orleans. They're going to just roll right through them. It's not New Orleans home opener or anything. You know, they're not going to be going crazy in New Orleans. Saints plus 6, and I'm dabbling the money line. Lock it in.
I like that pick because, you know, like you said, everyone's going to think the Patriots are just going to score, you know, like the Cincinnati Sunday night football game after the huge Chiefs loss a couple years ago. They blew them out. People are going to think the same thing's going to happen. The Saints throughout the dynasty have kind of owned the Patriots. They're 2-1, and that one loss was like a last minute. Remember, like there was like a fumble and then like an onside kick. Very weird game in Foxborough. So the Saints have kind of owned the Patriots, so I like that pick. My pick, I'm going Titans. They're 2-point favorites in Jacksonville. I'm going with Titans. Let's cool it on the Jags here. They're 1-0. It's their first winning record since 2011. Let's not forget who's leading them out of the tunnel, Doug Marrone.
Conservative Joe walking up to the sports book. He's got his 1-0 Jags at home. No, he's got his 1-0 Jags at home. He's got his 0-1 Titans. Lost by 10. It's a sharp pick.
You're telling me Titans is a sharp pick.
I think the Jags can be good this year. I'm giving the Jags respect. Do you think nobody's giving the Jags respect yet? I think that
I don't think so, man.
I drafted their defense in fantasy. I was ready for their defense to be good.
I don't know. I disagree. I'm on Jacksonville, and I didn't think I was all right, coming.
So we're going head to head here.
I got Jags plus 1.5, 2, whatever it is. That's my pick of the week. I think it's kind of the complete opposite. Like Jags beat. People are thinking a shitty Houston team. Tennessee coming at Jacksonville only 1-2 points. I thought more conservative Joe would be on Tennessee than Jacksonville. To be honest, I like Jacksonville at home as an underdog.
Why does conservative Joe, you know, believe in the Titans? You just saw them lose at home.
to a good Raider football team.
Yeah, but they got dominated.
All these Thursday night fans are watching the shitty Texans get their asses kicked again.
I didn't watch last week, but my Titans opened the game with an onside kick. I didn't know that. Yeah, I was at the game.
Did not know that.
Nobody told me, but like, that's amazing. If I was running a team, we would be opening the game with an onside kick.
Spurs.
I'm going back and forth. I feel like a ping pong battle over here. Just back and forth, back and forth. I'm stuck between Minnesota and the points and taking Dallas laying two. But I'm going to throw a curveball here. Ready? I'm going to stick with the Philadelphia-Kansas City matchup here. And I'm going to take the over 47.
Okay.
I think there's just going to be points. I think teams are just going to – Philly's a little upset. You know what? It's due. You're due for a fade on producer Burz's pick, so I'm going to go with the over 47.5.
Your Philly, eyes are going to be going all over the place at the screens at McNamara's pub.
Oh yeah,
on Sunday. You're going to be regretting all those picks.
I'll be
that
sweating.
You didn't make.
I'll be sweating.
All right.
All day long.
All right, I like it.
Maniac.
That's the slight.
That's it.
Saturday, Sunday, degenerate action. What can you say? When you're in the zone, you're in the zone. Any other thoughts, boys, from this past week or going into this weekend?
Are we
going
to be on the board when I wake up Monday morning?
Of course.
Okay. All right.
We live on the board.
I'll predict that one of you will stay. One of you will be 0-4 next week.
0-5.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, I'm 0-3. I'm 0-3.
Yeah,
no,
but we just picked two games.
Picks. Will one of you be 0-5?
Oh, jeez.
Did not think about that.
0-5 is like...
Actually... I don't know about that.
Yeah. 0-5, I'm not going to lie. Twitter
the odds are low.
Twitter account switching to protected.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. I'm excited. Big weekend ahead.
What do we say? You can have some good picks, Hal, or you can have a good night now.